The state's pumpkin crop getting ready. Hello, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The summer days are winding down quickly now, and that means a whole new season for some of the state's farmers.
They're looking pretty and orange and doing good.
Lisa Robertson of the R&R Country Pumpkin Center in Bledsoe County says harvest is underway with their 150 acres of pumpkins. Although the dry weather has definitely been a factor this summer, they've got a pretty good crop thanks to irrigation.
So far, it's beginning to look pretty good. We've had most of these on plastic and drip tape, so we was able to get the water to them when they needed it. I've got two loads sitting here, and I've got to get ready now, one to go to Orlando, Florida, one to go to Bossier City, Louisiana. We'll have it stretched out to Texas, California, everywhere.
Now, the R&R Country Pumpkin Center raises about 15 different varieties of pumpkins, some even white, pink, gray, and blue. In Lincoln County, Mac Rogers says the weather has been really hot there, where it's forcing an early harvest.
Dry weather has done two different things to the pumpkins. One, it's made them premature. Actually, they're already, a lot of them are ready to go right now, and it's about a month early for that. Also, another thing, you see a lot of problems with fungicide problem, disease, especially where you raise pumpkins and stuff on plastic, where you're putting drip irrigation under the plastic and unable to notice this. You don't notice the disease problem until after it's done its damage.
Roger says his 4 acres of pumpkins will soon be available in some local stores, and he's counting on an early start for folks to decorate for fall.
People have started decorating their yards more for a harvest scene in the fall than ever before. It pays off if you can have a premium, a good pumpkin.
Now, you can find a pick-your-own pumpkin patch near you by logging on to picktnproducts.org. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.